This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Well, we're back.
Scott Bennett and Michael J.
This is Michael J.
Mike, I wanted to give you a chance to open it up. Go ahead.
Okay, Scott. It's interesting that the terror wars that began on 9/11, and actually we've been dealing with false flags in America since before 9/11. We have to remember the murder of the people in Waco, the blowing up of the Alfred P. Murrah building, and other acts of terror, and those both were under the watchful eyes of the rapist in chief and his witch wife from Arkansas. The reality is that we've seen terrorist attacks on America for a long time. And what are we looking at? It's interesting that we have seen America sponsoring terror in places like the Ukraine, in places like Afghanistan, in places like the are we under attack, Scott? And all these weird things are coming in.
Yeah, keep going.
Well, it seems like we're off the air.
No, we're not.
Okay. Anyway, it's quite an amazing thing that we saw the destruction of Libya. This was total terrorism with the NATO going on with the attack of NATO under... Wow.
we're trying to bring the Moriartys in. Can you make sure your microphones are on mute? Go ahead, Mike.
Okay, thank you. Look at the attacks on Libya by NATO underneath Obama and the direction that they were getting through Hillary Clinton and the sponsorship that came out of Israel, out of Turkey, and out of Egypt and Saudi Arabia with the Muslim Brotherhood. This was also a terror attack by the American military. And there was, as we'll hear from the Moriartys, there were tens of thousands of people being slaughtered and open slaughter of helicopter gunships mowing people down in the streets who were not combatants. They were just citizens of Libya. What we're looking at is the American people must wake up, must confront their representatives, must confront this president, because he is continuing a policy by accommodating this kind of warmonger mentality and going after an innocent nation, destroying its infrastructure. Let's remember that when the Americans were first there, so-called fighting terrorism, Turkey had set up a huge convoy of 2,000 trucks hauling billions of dollars worth of oil out of Syria to finance what they were doing and give much less expensive oil to the United States and to Europe. And when the Russians came in, they immediately put a stop to it and destroyed 1,500 of those tankers and shut down that line of destruction and theft. So what we're looking at is Americans must hear the voices like Tulsi Gabbard, who also went to Syria, and Senator Dick Black, telling us the truth. Now, finally, I want to say this. All of us that took an oath understood that in that oath, we were bound to obey all lawful orders. And as you pointed out, Scott, if it is an unlawful order because we did not declare a lawful congressional war against Syria, then all those orders that we're being given, if we're in Syria, are not lawful. We right. are there as usurpers. We are there in helping the rebellion of a deep state government destroy innocent lives. And we will have this on our conscience, Scott. Over to you.
Yeah, it's absolutely terrible. I wanted to bring in the Moriartys because they had commented and sent me a letter that they had received regarding the Russian position in Syria and what the Russians intend on doing if this is inflated into a kinetic war. If there are U.S. soldiers at U.S. bases illegally in Syria that fire missiles or engage in any sort of offensive action against the Syrian government, the Syrian military, or aid and support the Free Syrian Army, which Senator Black just described as a bunch of rapist blood murderers who pluck the eyes out of Jesus statues and Mary statues, what the Russians are going to do. So, James Moriarty, I'm going to hand it over to you, and you can give us a briefing on that letter. Go ahead.
Hi, Scott. This is Joanna and Jimmy. Nice to be with you guys. Hi, Michael. I was going to say...
Hi, Joanne. God bless you.
God bless you, too. I have a good friend in Russia. We met him in Libya in 2011. His name's Nikolai. I can't pronounce his last name, but he's a journalist and a very straightforward, honest journalist. He supports the Libyan people. And we've been working with him for a long time, and he gives me some updates from Russia from time to time when he's in Moscow. He travels around, he's in Tunisia a lot and stuff. He sent me something today that was serious, very serious, I thought, and I shared it with you, and if you want me to, I'll read it, Scott.
Please, go ahead.
Okay, it's translated from Russian into English by Google, so it's not, I'll kind of bounce around a little bit when I get to those parts that aren't too clear. Anyways, this is the statement of H. Sologubovsky, I guess, I don't know, 13th of September 2018, and it was given to my friend Nikolai. What will happen to America bases in the Mediterranean if the U.S. hits Syria? Moscow's reaction to the strike if the U.S.-NATO coalition on Syria, it will be quick and uncompromising. Previously, the warnings of a response to the U.S. military bases in the region are well suited to reality, and Washington should not ignore it. This journalist has been informed by the director of the Society of Friendship and Cooperation with Arab Countries, and it gives his name, and I can't pronounce it, but his last name is kind of Matt. So he commented the situation, the offensive of the Syrian troops on the last stronghold of terrorists in the province of Idlib. In the meaning of Russia's warning, this is the meaning of Russia's warning. In the vast space of the Arab world, from the Mediterranean to the Persian Gulf, the Pentagon has concentrated a large aggressive contingent on dozens of American bases. All these military bases are targets for Russian warships equipped with Carthage, it says. And I think that's some kind of special weapon.
Rocket.
Yeah. In the case of new aggression of the U.S. and their satellite, in the NATO bloc against the Syrian Republic, Russia military units will not only intercept enemy missiles, but they will also destroy the missile complexes themselves scattered across the vast territory on the above mentioned. Any potentially dangerous object of the opponent is in the defeat zone. In the opinion of Matazov, every word of warning which is spoken in Moscow to the United States is justified and has very serious weight. And the U.S. administration should listen, be well worth it for them to listen. It is likely that the hawks in Washington are exactly the answer of the Russian Federation and need to unite a war, a great war in the Arab world. However, the American warriors, and to imagine cannot the dimensions of this threat to all their bases and fleets of the region. In other words, the Americans can't even imagine the Russians could hit all their fleets in the region, because they can just be destroyed and drowned without counting the minutes. In other words, it will happen in minutes. Celebrate the release of Syria from the westernized terrorists has come to an end. The remnants of the militants are hiding in the province of Idlib, which has become their last stronghold. According to approximate calculations, 50,000 armed NATO terrorists were buried. I think that means they're hiding there. Their elimination is trying to prevent the U.S. from inflicting rocket bombing attacks on Syria's military facilities to stop an offensive of Syrian troops against these terrorists. The U.S. is also threatening to attack Russia and Iranian parts of Syria because of helping the Syrians to release their country from terrorists. H. Solo, whatever his name is, I can't pronounce it, 13th of September 2018, Moscow.
Now, to bring that into context a little bit, 3 days ago, the U.S. again used fuel air explosive bombs on civilian targets in Syria. They did this in Libya. We saw them do it. You all know what that is, but for your audience, a fuel air explosive is a two-part bomb. When the first part explodes, it distributes munitionized phosphor, a little tiny particle of phosphor over a large area. And then the second explosion ignites the phosphor. It burns at 6,000 degrees. It increases atmospheric pressure 20 times. It sucks all the oxygen out in the area. It destroys buildings. It will kill every man, woman, child, and cockroach below it. It is a devastating weapon. It's been outlawed since its inception, and the U.S. uses it all the time. And the U.S. planes delivered those phosphor bombs to civilian targets in Syria 3 days ago. This is the kind of criminality that goes on in the United States. There's another article that Terry Mason put out today that was really good, that Joanne sent you a copy of that, and explains how the U.S., how the criminal Washington, D.C. has gotten around not getting authorization for the war. And they did it. They started back 25 or so years ago, and they laid out a plan that all really non-Zionist central bank countries were going to be destroyed. They were going to disrupt any country that had an operating government. And
it's tied to the New World Order.
Yeah, it's tied to New World Order. And then Donald Rumsfeld in 2001 adopted the strategy of Admiral Arthur Sobrowski.
Sobrowski.
Yeah. And if you go back and research that, and that article from Terry is pretty long, but it really details, point in detail, how they worked around needing authorization to
on December 12th, read that.
Okay, on December 12th, 2000, you read it, my.
Okay, on December 12th, 2003, George Bush Jr. signed the Syrian Accountability and Lebanese Sovereignty Restoration Act. From that moment on, the President of the United States enjoyed the right to go to war with Syria without having to ask Congress for approval. He's got this all documented in this article.
And so, you know, they have, their intent, of course, is to knock out any sovereign government that doesn't fall into New World Order ownership.
Yeah. Yeah.
And, you know, this is evil. This is not the United States that we all know and love. And, you know, for us to be sitting here now looking at this criminal government, Washington, D.C., after having been threatened, the Russians have shown them that they have technology that can turn battleships off, turn into a cork. They've done it three times. They've had planes drop out of the sky, triple redundant system, you know.
We're coming up to a break. Stay with us. We'll be right back. This is Scott Bennett and Michael Jay on the Power Hour with James and Joanne Moriarty giving us a briefing on the Syrian U.S.-Russian situation. Stay with us. We'll be back.
True pioneer of healthy, storable foods and preparedness products, has gone and done it again. Numana is now the first food storage company in the country to offer organic powdered milk free of hormones. Our goal is to change the way you look at storable food. Numana is GMO-free, contains no high-fructose corn syrup, aspartame, or artificial ingredients. Numana's great-tasting and easy-to-fix meals are perfect for emergencies or a quick dinner for your family this weekend. We also offer the revolutionary Defender Pack, which combines organic superfoods with the GMO-free meals our customers rave about. Go to Numana.com or call 888-597-0775 today to learn more. That's 888-597-0775. Numana, food storage you'll love to eat.
Hello, this is Dr. Bill Deagle, MD of NutraMedical.com, announcing the breakthrough Red Deer Velvet DR. It delivers the protected building blocks of all organs and tissues, allowing your own stem cells as architects and engineers to regenerate you. Not since fetal life, when aging does not occur, has such an amazing NutraMed been available to help heal you and regenerate you.
Anti-aging requires that you correct mineral, activated nutraceutical, and jump the gene defects and poor diet you have to deliver the cellular tools for regeneration. You must remove old damaged cells and replace them with your young healthy cells to wind the biological clock to a younger you. Order your Red Deer Velvet DR now at NutraMedical.com 24/7 or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, N-U-T-R-I, Medical, M-E-D-I-C-A-L.com, or call our order line 888-212-8871.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-318-1251. That's 800-318-1251. 800-318-1251.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise at gcnlive.com.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, this is Scott Bennett and Mike Dam's Power Hour. We are continuing with our debriefing of Senator Dick Black and James and Joe and Moriarty. So we're honored to be with you. And we just want to encourage people, if you can give, if you can support the Power Hour, please do. Keep us in your prayers. This is a time of critical importance in the history of the United States. And we always welcome your prayers and support for our work. You can find us on shellgamewhistleblower.com with the access to links and materials, shellgamewhistleblower.com. We've got up there some materials on the 9/11 truth memos that was just produced with an assortment of writers, Barbara Honegger, Robert David Steele, Jim Fetzer, Alan Zabrowski, Richard Gage, David Ray Griffin, and all sorts of people who've written about 9/11 and the various aspects, the various dimensions. So I would encourage people, if you want a very good, enlightening education in 9/11 in every aspect, from the Twin Towers to Building 7 to the Pentagon to the Pennsylvania crash, to the physical scientific analysis of the impossibility of the government narrative and the government explanation, you walk away with a tremendous eye-opening experience. So you can get that 9/11 truth memos, and it's on shellgamewhistleblower.com. And this is a time where I am amazed. I really am amazed. And Jim and Joanne, you were talking about it, the legal precipice that we stand upon. Jimmy, you said this is not the America we love and we grew up with. You're exactly right. It's not. It's some out of control minotaur blowing fire through its nostrils and pawing at the earth and goring every single country and civilization for demonic reasons. And when I hear Senator Black describe the Free Syrian Army, that these asinine fools up in Congress do cheerleading jumps and backflips for and throw confetti at and blow kisses towards as if they deserve millions of dollars or of American taxpayer dollars. When I'm told by Senator Dick Black that his experience and his debriefing from the Syrian intelligence and all sorts of others and Christian pastors, that these people are plucking out the eyes and the statues of Christian martyrs, of Christian churches, are beheading Christians. This is intolerable. We are not, as Americans and as Christians, able to follow any government, any president, any cabinet that is financing this sort of wickedness. And the only people that can stop it are us. And the only things that we can do it with are really our constitutional legal freedoms and our information, our freedom to run for Congress as well. I would encourage everybody to go to a Congress and a Senate debate or in some way get involved in your local grassroots area and challenge people with this information. Challenge them. Go right up to their face and pound them in the chest with a verbal exposition of the facts. We never advocate for violence or anything that is unconstitutional or rebellious, but we do advocate for the exercise of your freedoms to go up and challenge these people with these facts. So I just wanted to say that. And, Michael, I'll hand it back to you before you give it back to James and Joe and Moriarty. Go ahead, Jim, Michael J.
Thank you. As we've been seeing the history of American intervention and the history of our own betraying of our own troops also, remember under Obama, one-third of our people waiting list on the VA were allowed to die because Obama hated and still hates America and the American people. He was a Muslim sociopath and filled with hatred for the America that many of us know. At its core, America wanted liberty and justice for all. So, Jim and Joanne, you were over in Libya, invited there, and you were allowed to see, because of God's sovereignty and before he miraculously delivered you out of the hands of Al-Qaeda, you were allowed to see the betrayal of that nation by NATO and by America and the slaughter of many, many people. Please share with us a little bit about that experience you've had.
The total number that were killed, men, women, and children, most of noncombatants, was near a million, and military on top of that. So, you know, we reduced, and I'm talking about us because we have to take responsibility for that. It was our phony government that did it. But out of 6.5 million population, it's now less than 5.5 million. And the number of casualties that are not documented are miscarriages and death from high blood pressure and diabetes. They used to have, you know, one miscarriage a month or so at this one hospital in Tripoli. And while we were there, it was up 50 a day.
We'll be right back. We've got another break. Please stay with us and thank you.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
When you use public Wi-Fi, hackers and identity thieves can see anything you do online. Embarrassing photos, your web history, even your passwords. That's why I use private internet access to encrypt my internet connection for less than 10 cents a day. Sign up now at privateinternetaccess.com, and in just a few minutes, you'll be browsing anonymously and only sharing what you want to share. privateinternetaccess.com. It's time to protect your online privacy.
You USA Radio News.
Hurricane Florence weakened from a Category 4 down to a Category 2 storm late Wednesday night, but the massive storm is still considered extremely dangerous and life-threatening. North Carolina Governor Roy Cooper on how other states are stepping up to the plate to help out their fellow Americans.
This has been wonderful to get help from states all over the country. I've been talking to fellow governors. They have been sending equipment, swift water rescue teams, personnel to help us. I was just at one of our staging areas yesterday and met with swift water rescue teams from New Jersey and Ohio and New York, and we are so grateful.
Today, the House Ways and Means Committee advanced legislation to cement the individual tax changes in President Trump's tax law. The committee passed the vote by a party-line vote of 21 to 15. You're listening to USA Radio News.
This flu season, one Walgreens flu shot can make a world of difference. So you can protect yourself and also your close-talking coworkers,
help,
high-fiving neighbors, two-month-old niece. That's why Walgreens has specially trained pharmacists that have provided over 60 million flu shots since 2010. Stop by for your flu shot today with a $0 copay with most insurance. Because protecting the world starts with protecting yours. Walgreens. Trusted since 1901. Vaccine subject to availability. State, age, and health-related restrictions may apply.
When working at a growing business, you wear many hats. The new business hat. The buying toner for the copy machine hat. The sifting through tons of resumes hat. You can throw away that last hat thanks to Indeed.com. When posting your job, Indeed lets you add screener questions that give you a less time-consuming route to your short list of qualified candidates. So go ahead, dust off that extra long lunch hat. Hiring's better when you've got your short list. Save time on hiring when you post the job on Indeed. Get started today at Indeed.com/hire.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
If you're young and healthy, you don't need life insurance, right? Yeah, that's what I used to think, too, until my brother died at 38. Joe left his wife with two kids, a mortgage, and a stack of bills she couldn't pay. Mary had to sell the house and move everybody into this tiny two-bedroom apartment just to make ends meet. I never want to do that to my wife, so I got life insurance. I called AIG Direct and was really surprised how affordable it is. Just $14 a month for $250,000 of term life coverage. Listen, if you have a family, you should seriously think about getting life insurance. You'll feel a lot better having it. Trust me.
Call AIG Direct for a free, no-obligation quote. The call takes less than 5 minutes, and you could save up to 70%. Call now. 1-800-910-7981. That's 1-800-910-7981. 1-800-910-7981.
Back. This is Michael Jay and Scott Bennett on the Power Hour. Thank you very much. We can turn the music off now. Amen. Thank you, Jim and Joanne, for joining us again. We were talking about the tragedy of Libya, and we're going to continue to focus on the letter that warned the American government and our military what would happen, not only with our troops on the ground and missile launching installations, but our ships in that area. You mentioned that missile that they mentioned, and that is a two plus, maybe four times the speed of sound missile that America has no defense against,
And we knew about this missile because the Russians let us know. So, Jim and Joanne, please let us know more about your experience and how you were brought into this surreal love of war that America has been demonstrating in murdering millions, literally millions of people in the Middle East.
Yeah, first of all, a little lapse. You know, we really appreciate you having us on the Power Hour. It's like coming home. Joyce was the first broadcaster that was on the air. We were on her show many, many, many times, and she has a great audience, and they supported us. We've had a lot of prayers from those folks, and really a great audience, and we love the Power Hour and all its people. LivingWarTheTruth.com is our website, and the regular Power Hour listeners know that, but remember us, you know, and Joanne has updates on stuff that comes out of Libya all the time. But, you know, when we were there, it really took us 2 years after we got back before we finally came out from underneath there and figured out that everything we had been told was an absolute lie. We knew we were wrong-footed in Libya. There wasn't any way in the world that we could be protecting Al-Qaeda and Muslim Brotherhood, but we've since learned from good sources, verified through U.S. intelligence agencies, that the United States, CIA, Mossad, and MI6 own Al-Qaeda, Muslim Brotherhood, Ansar al-Sharia, ISIS. That's the proxy army. Those are the mercenaries to the New World Order, and they are directed and paid out of the United States, out of Saudi Arabia. They're directed, most of them, out of Israel. But the United States is this puppet, this evil puppet. You know, that caricature that goes around killing everybody in the neighborhood, that little doll. Well, that's the United States. And the things that we saw in Libya, like the babies being chopped up, they would kidnap children, and the parents would come home and find the children chopped up in the refrigerator. We'd find people decapitated all the time. And one of the Blackwater guys there told us that was the training the CIA did for their operatives. That way the indigenous people, if you would, lost the will to fight. If the actions were so horrendous, then the people were afraid to fight, so they'd fold up. And a lot of countries just don't accept that. You know, Libyans, they're still fighting, even though they had a very, very small population. They had to fight, how many, 15 countries that Hillary got on board with her. She blackmailed most of those countries to engage in the fight against Libya. It was not about a civil war. It was about stopping the gold-backed bank for Africa. It was started because Libya had brought forward class action suits. All the treaties had been broken by all the imperial countries that had been in Africa. That was about a $7 trillion lawsuit, and as the attorney said, it had legs. It was about taking the $500 billion in cash and cash equivalents that Libya had in Federal Reserve and European Central Bank, taking that for the coffers of the Zionists. The 179 tons of gold, 2,000 tons of silver, all those things. And the last thing was that the U.S. military wanted to have AFRICOM as a fully operative control of Africa. Libya and seven other countries would not sign on. Well, as soon as they knocked Libya off, of course, it immediately signed on to give military control, and as did the other countries in Africa. So AFRICOM became the control unit, if you would, military control of all of Africa. And that's not what the people of the United States have any ideas going on. And, you know, you talk about intervention in countries. Well, they have Nicaragua had an election. The Zionists didn't like who was elected. So they had the U.S. in there trying to disallow that election. They've had drones from their new military bases in Colombia flying. Three drones tried to kill the guy. They were not successful. They were knocked down by the defense, but they're in Bolivia doing regime change there. They're in Venezuela. You know, they're all over South America now trying to do the same kind of intervention that they did in Libya, in Kosovo, in Ukraine, in Syria, etc. And, you know, the evil empire is 10 square miles in whole Washington, D.C.
Did you see, Scott and Michael J., that John Bolton came out and said that the ICC cannot bring U.S. or Israel up on war crime charges?
Yeah.
If they do today, he said he will have the judges of the ICC arrested.
You know,
what does that say? Is that, what are we, Darth Vader?
Well, let me say what I think it says, and I want you to tell me what you think. And we really should all put in our thoughts on this. What it says to me is that John Bolton is saying to the world, we are our own judge, jury, and executioner. We are in charge of the world. We will do whatever we want, whenever we want, to anybody we want, in as horrific a way as we want, and you can't and won't do anything about it. Or else we'll chop you up and put you in the fridge as well if we're in a good mood, or prosecute you and throw you into jail, Guantanamo Bay or somewhere else. So the nature of law, I saw this when I was, you know, doing my doctorate. We studied a lot of the intellectual material that was used to grow the neoconservative ideology. And that was Leo Strauss, that was the neocon founding father of beliefs after World War II, that might makes right, and the mighty have a duty to bend the world to its shape. I mean, it's right out of the Nazi playbook. And the neoconservatives read Leo Strauss and Francis Fukuyama and his End of History and Bill Kristol and all of these neocons, John Bolton, Nikki Haley. Everybody is tarred with the same brush, and that is America has a political, social, economic mandate to rule and dominate the world like the Emperor in the Star Wars movies, if you will. And they don't have any Christian, religious, spiritual dimension to them whatsoever. Religion and spiritual life and spiritual actions are a card to punch into a mechanism at a building once a month or once every week on a Sunday or Christmas and Easter. That's it. That's what religion is to them. It's false. It's a lie. It's the devil's delusion. And yet it animates our political thinkers in Washington. And Trump, I don't know if he's a born-again Christian. I doubt it. But there's been people who said he is. And he's also surrounded by these Christian Zionist neocons who think that we need to be crafting world policy by an apocalyptic book of Daniel and Revelation and the red heifer and all of this nonsense, which is, again, another great delusion, distraction, and psychological operation. So John Bolton saying that the International Criminal Court doesn't apply to us is really a sign for the rest of the world to say, oh, yeah, well, I'll tell you what, we're going to prove it does, because you are one war away from being put back into a third world country position by China, by Russia, by Iran, by Syria, by Turkey. It doesn't have to be a war of annihilation. It just needs to be a war that puts America out of the Middle East by destroying Qatar, U.S. Central Command at Qatar. It can be very easily destroyed. All of the American military ships that are in the Mediterranean and all the troops in Syria could be gone. Saudi Arabia is going to fall apart. It's a schizophrenic people and leadership already. Israel very well could hang and kill Netanyahu like Mussolini was killed by the Italians. I think that day is coming, because I think Netanyahu is going to increasingly be revealed as a liar and a criminal and a traitor who has put Israeli Jewish people who aren't warmongers but just find themselves born in this territory. He's putting all of them at risk by picking a fight with Iran, which would decimate and destroy Israel. And the United States and Saudi Arabia and Israel would have no chance against this larger defensive military force. Honestly, because I think God is on their side, and he's not on our side. Our side, because what we've done to the world and what we've done to our country by casting out his commandments and his law. And I'll end it there and hand it back to you, Joanne.
Okay, so I want you to expand your thought process.
Oh, wait until after the break and expand to your heart's delight. We'll be right back with James and Joanne Moriarty. This is Scott Finner on the Power Hour. Stay with us.
Times are changing. The circus of politics, healthcare's low standards and high prices, and let's not forget food quality. What to do? Arm yourself with Life Change Tea at GetTheTea.com. In a world of chemical imbalance and poor air and water quality, it's time you make a move. Log on to GetTheTea.com and stock up on organic non-GMO supplements. Don't forget the tea. Cleansing your body never felt so good. And we have a brand new tea called Takedown Tea, which helps support healthy glucose. All natural body support so you can be at your best. Naturally. All you have to do is log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. We're not a fad that comes and goes. We are the real deal. Join us and armor up. GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Changing America's health one tea bag at a time.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Gentlemen, this is Scott Benner, Michael J. on Power Hour continuing. James, you are going to expand upon my thoughts. Please go ahead and continue, James.
I want you to expand your thought. You know what happened on the school playground when everybody found out that you could beat up the bully? Then they all hit him. Everybody took a lick at him. Well, imagine if all the countries in the world treated the United States like we treat them. When it finally is shown that the United States is nothing but a bully, and they can be taken down, they have been taken down by better God-fearing countries, then they're all going to lay on. And if the United States ends up a third world country, we'll be lucky. If fourth world is where we'll probably end up.
Yeah.
And all these thousand bases we've got all over the world, they're in jeopardy. And all those, all our good soldiers, that's our best and bravest blood that is expended for the Zionists. Never has benefited the United States. I'll give you some more information. You know, Trump turned over 700 and what was it, $19 billion or trillion, whatever it was, $9 billion to the military-industrial complex. One of the first things they did is they had constructed the largest drone base in the world in the Sahara Desert. The largest freshwater aquifer in the world lays under the Sahara Desert. So the first thing they did is they drilled a bunch of massive water wells. And so they have equipped that place. It's out of, nobody lives within 200, 300 miles of that place. So they've set themselves up. And they go, oh, incidentally, the drones that are in there have got 2,000-mile range. So draw a circle around the southern part of Libya, down in the Sahara, and you can determine, Niger's really worried about it. A lot of countries in that region, they said it's terrible what's going on there, and they're afraid for their governments, et cetera, for good reason. But, you know, for the military to do that, or the CIA, it's a CIA base, not military. And they have drones that are 2,000-mile range. What kind of evil are they planning from that location? And this is the reason why I don't think they're ever going to let Libya go, because they've got 29 training centers for this psychopathic military that they develop and train there. And Libya's beat all to hell. It's got all kinds of natural resources. They've been raping it forever. They're still having fighting in Tripoli and stuff. Joanne will tell you about what's going on there.
They, you know, the tribes came into Tripoli, or the 7th Brigade came in and part of the tribe to remove the militias that are destroying Tripoli. They've been walking around with their armed gangs is what they are. They're supported by Turkey and Qatar and the United States under the table. Well, the people of Libya have had it. They're tired of this, so they went in to fight them, and they came together under the UN auspices, the UN puppet government, and tried to make, they have now a temporary ceasefire that didn't last very long. Somebody hit the National Oil Company 2 days ago, and yesterday they hit the Maitiga airport with a missile. I just heard from the tribes right before we spoke that they had another meeting. They called another ceasefire. Whether that one will work or not, I don't know. But Nikki Haley and the UN have decreed that Libya will not be allowed to have an election in December this year because they don't think Libya is ready. Who is the UN to tell Libya they can't have an election? The UN, first of all, the Libyan people don't recognize the UN because the UN is who destroyed them.
The UN is a rogue organization owned by the Zionists. We got a rabid dog now. Nikki Haley has been appointed to the head of the Security Council.
Yeah, well, the UN puppet government appointed itself in Libya. In Tunisia, they appointed a bunch of criminals over there, Muslim Brotherhood and people, snuck them in by the dark of night, and then the UN recognized them as the government, and then that government recognized the UN. So if that's not incestuous, I don't know what is.
But, you know, the natural resources have been flowing out of Libya. Oil, a lot of gas. Their production of natural gas was equal to 3.5 million barrels of oil a day, and that has not stopped. The oil production has gone way down, but gas is still flowing. It runs into Italy through two pipelines from Libya under the Mediterranean. That money is not going to the Libyan government, not to the Libyan people. The gold that's being mined by France in an illegal mine, huge mining operation in the southwestern part of Libya, they pay the UN government a little pittance for the concentrate, and they're flowing gold out of Libya like nobody's business. You know, it is being raped. That country is being raped, and we're able to see it through the Internet. But, you know, this is the evil government. This is what they do, and they have this huge budget. We've already spent $1.57 trillion in Syria. For what purpose? Syria never attacked us. They never declared, had any reason to attack them.
It occurs to me, I'm going to say this, probably nobody's going to want to like me to say it, but it occurs to me, what American citizen wants to pay taxes to be used in this manner?
None.
Every single person should just stop. So if you're going to abuse it like this, then fine. Go find your own money to do it.
That's right.
Trump told the Federal Reserve to print enough money to pay off the national debt because he wanted that on his record. So that shows you what respect Trump has for our money, because it's not our money. It's just toilet paper. So yeah, they print off a bunch of money and it pays off our debt. It's the same thing as them printing off a bunch of money and using it for military industrial complex or Big Pharma or anybody
else. It's inflationary. It's hugely inflationary. You know, you'd be paying $50 for a loaf of bread if they do that, because somebody's got to pay for it.
You know, the attacks, if they come, and now that you've had Germany, look at how much pressure is being put on. Germany has now joined in a pledge to bomb the hell out of Syria. So you got six or eight countries that are ready to attack Syria based on a false flag gas attack. Now they're saying that the Syrian government is going to gas the rebels. They were saying that it was going to gas a bunch of innocent children, and they kidnapped 40-something kids, and they've already killed them, and they got photographs of them ready to go on the internet the minute they declare that they've been gassed. They've already been kidnapped, killed, and photographed.
Now, they have video of that. That came out on Facebook today where somebody was hidden there taking videos of them making their movie.
Well, Senator Black just said that. He just came out and said that there's a footage of the movie that is being prepared to be launched as the false flag evidence, the false flag chemical attack that they're going to blame on Syria to trigger a military engagement. And we've been speaking out against this. Senator Black was just in Syria, so he's coming right out of the ground. He's right there on ground zero, and he's saying exactly what we've all been saying. And the real danger to this is, yes, besides getting us into a war and causing hundreds of thousands of American lives to be lost, it's all based on lies. Boy, we've flown so fast and so quick. Thank you, James and Joanne Briarty, for being with us.
Pharma have a hold of you? Theparamol.com believes everything the body needs is provided by nature, unlike prescription drugs that aren't meant to cure but cover up your symptoms and contain addicting chemicals. Strauss Heart Drops are 100% all natural. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops by calling Jay at 1-877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at theparamol.com today.
Other gold companies are in the business to sell. USGoldCoins.com is in the business to educate. Educate yourself by signing up to receive a free information packet on how to invest in today's economy safely while protecting your wealth. Call 1-800-HOT-COIN. That's 1-800-HOT-COIN. Protect your future and get sound advice at USGoldCoins.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
I'm Rick Osick, president of Famous Footwear. Every baby deserves the best possible start, but not all babies get one. March of Dimes is changing that. You can help us lead the fight for the health of all moms and babies. Join me and Famous Footwear to March for Babies. Let's raise funds and be champions for families near and far. Together we are building a brighter future. Sign up for Famous Footwear's team today at marchforbabies.org.